From Quality Radio Productions, it's another edition of Jazz Progressions. I'm Jake Longwell. Getting the hour underway with some classic sounds from the year 1965. We'll begin with a quintet fronted by German clarinetist Rolf Kühn, also featuring his brother Joachim on piano, Michal Urbaniak on sax, not featured on violin here, Klaus Koch on bass, and Czesław Bartkowski on drums. From the album Solarius, this is their jazz interpretation of a traditional piece from Germany. Sie gleicht wohl einem Rosenstock.
Thank you.
A set of tunes from the year 1965, opening this hour of the program. We began with the Rolf Kühn Quintet, comprised of musicians from Germany and Poland. From Solarius, we heard Sie gleicht wohl einem Rosenstock. Then, a quartet out of the UK, fronted by pianist Mike Taylor, with Dave Tomlin on sax, Ron Rubin on bass, and John Heisman on drums. From the album Pendulum, we heard a rather adventurous take of the standard But Not For Me. And lastly, pioneering free jazz sax man Ornette Coleman and his trio. Recorded live on December 3rd, 1965, the album At the Golden Circle, Stockholm, Volume 1, with David Eisenson on bass and Charles Moffat on drums, we heard Faces and Places. We'll turn now to some classic jazz rock fusion from the mid-70s, and some European fusion. And we'll begin with Dutch flautist Chris Hynes and the Chris Hynes Combination, and a track from their 1974 release Sister Slick, with Philip Catherine on guitar, several different keyboardists, including Jasper van 't Hoff, Rob van den Broek, Robert Stips, and Jan Huytz. Also John Lee on bass and Jerry Brown on drums. This is the opening cut of Side A, Skyrider. Thank you. We began that set with the Chris Hines Combination, a predominantly Dutch fusion band, Skyrider, from their 1974 album Sister Slick. Another Dutch fusion band following that, Scope, from their second album from 1975, Scope 2, with Rob Franken on keyboards, Rens Nieuwland on guitar, Rick Ehlings on bass, also occasionally featured on guitar, piano, and flute, and Hank Zomer on drums. We heard Shuttle Service. And lastly, from 1976, the Danish band Heavy Joker. That's also the title of their debut LP for the Polydor label. The band featured the likes of Max Leth Jun on vibes, marimba, and keyboards, Michael Brunn, guitar, Henrik Butcher, bass, and Jan Sivertsen on drums. We heard Ace of Spades. You are listening to Jazz Progressions. I'm Jake Longwell. If you want to get in touch with the program, our email address is qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. And our website is qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. This is program number 1908. We'll remain in a fusion vein to conclude the hour, and in this set, we'll listen to a couple of tracks featuring English bassist Percy Jones. Percy was the original bassist in Brand X. No, we won't be hearing anything from Brand X today, but we'll be listening to music from some projects featuring Percy long after Brand X disbanded. First up, from 1990, a track from the album Propeller Music, with Jeff Llewellyn on guitar, Anton Sanko keyboards, and Mike Clark on drums. This is $10,000 Bookshelf. We'll be right back. We began that set with the Percy Jones Ensemble from 1990, $10,000 Bookshelf from Propeller Music. And lastly, from 2010, music from the first of three collaborations, featuring Percy Jones on bass, Scott McGill on a myriad of guitars, and Richie DiCarlo on drums. The album, self-titled Percy Jones, Scott McGill, Richie DiCarlo, we heard part one of a two-part piece, 43 Let's Be Ave. Part two is The Ghost of 47 Let's Be Ave. And that does it for this hour of the program. My name is Jake Longwell. Thank you, as always, for your company. Please join me again when you can for another exploration of the wide and varied world of modern jazz. Jazz Progressions is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.